discovery.
Through this journey of discovery.
Finding you, I'm finding me.
Finding you, I'm finding me.
Now that I have someone special who brings out the joy.
Brings out the joy.
Grand Rising. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Winging It podcast. You're winging it with me, it's your girl. Hey guys, I hope you guys are good. It's been, yeah, as per usual. We gather our thoughts, we pull ourselves towards ourselves, and we keep moving forward. Guys, I just want to thank each and every one of you that takes their time out to listen to my expressions and intake of just life in general, but also just being able to be in positions where we share insight on how we navigate this thing called life. So yeah guys, what are we talking about today? And I know lots of a few, not so many, but a few of my people who are intrigued and interested in how I keep my head up and I keep moving forward, constantly ask, when am I going to upload an episode in relations to how I'm observing the current shift and changes that are occurring in our current day and age. Yeah, so welcome again and thanks again. And yeah, for those who are yet trying to keep moving forward, that are roaming according to everybody else's opinion aimlessly, I'm sending you love, light, prosperity, strength, and direction, guys. I'm sending it to you from a place of true intent that it will be something that you'll be receptive to. Okay, let's get into our episode. Good morning guys, and again, yes, we're getting straight into our actual episode, and this episode is mainly about choosing life, right? We are 3 months into our new year, and there's so much that has been happening. There's been a change in our actual seasons. It's been an ongoing topic in terms of just climate change and all the other things that is surrounding this. There's been elections, discussions about elections in relation to who we want to take the leadership seat, and I have, crazy enough, been involved for a person who's not really into politics and stuff like that, but it's only been God, guys. It's only been God. I don't know as to what this will look like for me, but like we've said in the previous episodes, a lot has occurred. I've moved maybe 2 or 3 times at this point. Lost my mom, still going through that, and also just trying to navigate life from a place of still figuring out what the single parenting life will look like. And there's a lot of fears and concerns with the changes that occurs with just the economic climate change in terms of how the cost of living has just been crazy, right? So I'm still living from a place of hope, hence today's topic in terms of choosing life is one that is of great importance to me, because I'm not necessarily just sending the message out to you guys, but I'm also sending it and encouraging myself, right? So today I just woke up with this strong sense of having choosing to have a toxic optimism, and an optimism that despite the craziness and despite the darkness and despite what has occurred, I'm choosing life, right? And I know it sounds like it makes so much sense, but at the same time, it's one of those things where you realize that it's not easy to do. It's not easy to take up that, you know, baton of wanting to do life with all that is speaking, contrasting to what you want to feel, right? And so how then am I doing it? Because I often hear I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. We had not seen each other in a while, and I know last year we both were going through a really crazy dark time, and for some weird reason I found the strength to encourage, right? And this is not coming from a place of knowing whatever I'm saying is going to come to life, but I am a firm believer of our words carries a whole lot of weight and truth to it and life to it. So what we speak with the tongue, which is a biblical concept, and everybody who knows me knows I'm a spiritual person, so therefore what I say, and as much as I might not be in the right state of mind at the time, I believe will come to life, whether it is in my time or later in life. I truly believe that it would. So we bumped into each other, we literally then again just catch up, and in that instant while talking to her, she then was sharing like she's literally feeling like she cannot cope, and I'm like, I can relate, because half the time that's how I feel. But yet again, I'm standing, right? And I cannot for the life of me give her any tangible, you know, current reason as to why I'm standing, because I'm not any better than I was a few months ago, which is last year. And yet I am still standing. And it was just like a God feeling or an epiphany, as we may call it, that just came over me. And it just gave me a true reflection and recollection of why it is that I am standing. And it also just gave me another strong sense of having to recall and collect and take stock of my friend's reasons as to why she is as equally strong as I am. And I just said, well, it is all, you know, credited to our Almighty, our God. And if we are not giving him credit, just look at how we've gone and ticked a few mini wins or big wins in instances, if you're going to, depending on what angle and perspective you're choosing to see it. And for her, she had a few things that she had to do, which was huge, which was greater than her at the time. And we are into a few months past the actual things that she has accomplished, and we used that as a lethargic moment, because we both had like an aha moment, like as a dude, it can only be God, right? We can easily look at how gigantic and huge the actual mountain is, but have we actually taken stock of the fact that we started climbing it? Right? Whether you chose to go around the mountain, whether you chose to go over the mountain, whether you're in the middle of the mountain, but you chose to climb this mountain, right? And that in itself is necessary to be able to look down and look back at where you were and as to where you are now, right? Your perspective and your view changes completely, because as soon as we started taking stock of what we've accomplished and how we got there, it's still not explainable, because all of the things that was covered and the mini wins and the both mini and big wins are things that were beyond our capacity at the time. We were not in a great financial place to be able to cover most of the things that needed covering, and we showed up for our kids because we're both single parents in ways that we cannot really give credit to ourselves, right? And so it can only be God, right? And so as I'm reading, because I do my morning devotions, and this is also just to encourage any person that is literally finding it difficult to keep moving forward with all of what is making it difficult to do so, because guys, it's only fair to be in positions where you find yourself like feeling over and beyond defeated, right? But having to make an actual intentional choice to still choose life is in the many decisions we make, in the smallest of things, whether it's just getting up in the morning or whether it's just going for a run. It might not put bread on the table or food on the table. It might not cover your leaking roof. It might not be able to pay for your kids' school fees. But it is most definitely giving you some glimmer of hope, right? Because I'm a strong believer of the sense that when life has not exited your actual physical existence, or it's not depleted as yet, then there is still hope for change. There's still room for things to shift. Even in you getting up is a shift, guys. Like, it's a huge shift, right? Because anything that is stationed means that it's dead. There's no way of moving past that point. And so when you choose not to be stationed and unpack in the position that you find yourself in, you've already won. That's a huge, huge win for you, right? Because you should have chosen to sit down. Everything else speaks into you having to be staying in that position. So I most definitely want to encourage those who feels that they cannot see the actual situation to have changed. It has. Just by merely you acknowledging that the situation is above and beyond what you can carry. And so I feel like I need to share this word. I was just encouraged by Deuteronomy 30:19 that says, I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you, that I have set before your life and death, the blessing and the curses. Therefore, choose life that you and your descendants may live. So let's choose to live, guys. It's not an easy choice, but the choice itself, the luxury of having to have the choice in itself is a gift. And so therefore, let's move such as a people who are grateful. You might not be able to acknowledge as to why you should be grateful, but just look at it from a place of saying thank you. That's it. And you keep moving. That in itself is a win for you. That in itself takes away from having to look at it as in just death itself, right? The contrast between life and death itself is so vast and so great, because whenever there is life, there's seed, there's hope, there is just an immense amount of opportunities. So guys, I hope you find this helpful, and I hope you move from a place of choosing life. And yeah, guys, stay blessed, and thank you once again for listening and taking your time to do so. And I hope that the day will just most definitely just cover you with an immense amount of rest, peace, and just security and confidence in knowing that you're not alone. Until next time, guys. Bye.